This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony. Today, Romans 8:18. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us.
Now
we need to experience the wonderful glory of God, the presence of God. 2025, the year of the presence of God in our lives, each day, whether we experience it or not. He is with us, He is in us, He is for us, and He's got things for us to do. Do you know that the world is lost, and we are called to be the light of the world, one person at a time for the kingdom of God, one person at a time to bring into the kingdom of God? We need to be hungry for souls, hungry for people, hungry to get them into the glory of God. We need to be that in 2025. People are dying and going to hell. No one speaks about hell, but people are dying and going to hell. It is our vocation, not job, vocation to bring people from the midst of darkness into the midst of the wonderful light of Jesus Christ the Lord. That's our vocation. The world is lost, so lost, and it waits for the revelation of the children of God. That's you, that's me, that's us. The world is waiting for us to bring to them, one at a time, the message of salvation. For there is no salvation in anyone but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only He is our salvation, not even the church. The church's proclamation is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll prove it to you. During ordinary time, we proclaim Jesus. During Lent, we proclaim Jesus. During Easter, we proclaim Jesus. During Pentecost, we proclaim Jesus. During ordinary time, whatever that means, we proclaim Jesus. I don't like the word ordinary time because it is a time in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's not ordinary. That's grace time. And I believe that we are living in grace times to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to be hungry for people that are being lost and going to hell. No one talks about hell anymore. I don't want to talk about it myself. But you know what? The alternative of not giving our lives to Jesus is hell. That's the alternative. And we don't want anyone going to hell. And no one ever need to go to hell because there is no other name under heaven by which we are to be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is our gospel message. The church needs to shout it to the world. One at a time. We need to know and proclaim our salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're on radio. We're on radio because someone just snapped it on and heard what we're saying and have no idea of salvation. But our Lord Jesus Christ is our salvation. He bled for us so that we might go to heaven. He died for us so that we might go to heaven. He was raised for us so that we might go to heaven. He lives in us as believers so that we would go to heaven. But we don't need to experience heaven only when we kick off and die. We experience the first fruit of heaven in the power of the Holy Spirit. Where is the power of the Holy Spirit? There is the first fruits of heaven. And I'm telling you, God wants in this 2025 to pour out his Spirit upon you, upon me, upon us, pouring out his Spirit to do the same miracles that Peter did, that Paul did, that the saints did. We need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. For your children shall proclaim the mercies of God. Your children shall proclaim the goodness of God. Your children shall proclaim the power of God. We are not powerless. We have an intercessor in heaven whose name is Jesus. We are not powerless. He bestowed on us the gift of the Holy Spirit. We are not powerless. We are in Christ, in Christ, in Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. We cannot live without the Holy Spirit. Oh God, pour out your Spirit upon your people today. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. Much, much, much more.
And the Lord feeds the hungry. There's a spiritual principle. Whoever is hungry, the Lord will feed. The greatest spiritual gift is spiritual hunger. If you are hungry for Jesus, if you are hungry for the Spirit, he will pour it out upon you. Are you hungry for souls? Are you hungry to bring people and souls into the light of God? It is only by God's grace that we have this spiritual hunger. I wake up every day ravenous for Jesus. The first thing I do is I get my cup of coffee and I run to the chapel and I sit with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and I let him pour out his light into my mind, over my emotions, into my spirit as he revitalizes me so that I can go out and revitalize others. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we want to have our first thought of the day directed to Jesus. We want to have all of our senses, our eyes to see God, our heart to love God, our ears to hear God, our mouths to praise God, everything directed to God. So when we gaze upon God from the moment that we wake up, he pours out his Spirit upon us. He opens a dialogue with us that we can hear God in that interior voice, that he'll inspire us to do things. And when God inspires you to do something in 2025, there is no hesitation. You are a soldier of God. You do not hesitate. You do not wait. When God tells you, you move. You move like lightning. You flow with the Holy Spirit from glory to glory with Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter if your flesh doesn't want to do it. It doesn't matter if you don't think it's the right thing. If God inspires you to do something, you move in faith and do it. Because everything God wants us to do, it's for our good. Because it stretches our soul. You know, we can receive the amount of God's love as the amount we love God. So the more we love God, the more of God's love we can receive and we can hold. And God's love language is obedience. We show God we love him by being obedient to his will. Because the will of God is fire. The will of God is perfect. The will of God makes us holy. For 7 years, the will of God was for me to be in front of the blessed, pray all day and evangelize all day and preach all day and be in prayer and fast for days, weeks, sometimes months at a time. But now the will of God is changing. It's for me to go and work at the restaurant a lot of times and pray for people there and release the glory of God at the restaurant. And it's making me die to myself to work 10, 12-hour days because at first it wasn't something that I wanted to do, but I had to die to what I thought was good, what I thought was holy. And the Lord knew that the will, that was the will of God for me right now, and it is perfect. And it's given me interior freedom, and it's being allowing me to be more effective as I preach, and it's allowing me to contain more of God's power. See, it's not about what I think is good. It's not about what I think is holy. It's I wake up every day and I fuse myself into God's divine will, because yesterday is gone, tomorrow doesn't exist. All that matters is here and now. And Lord, here and now in this moment, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to be? Because whatever you want me to do, Jesus, I am going to do it. The Holy Spirit has been reprimanding me lately. If I think about anything other than today, if I think about what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next year, because God says, I am the God of now. I am the God of the eternal now. When you are in the past, you're depressed. When you're in the future, you're anxious. I need you here and now with me, because that is all that exists. In 5 minutes, it's going to be right now. In 5 weeks, it's going to be right now. In 5 years, it's going to be right now. And only when we're in the present moment living with Jesus, can he speak to us? Can he direct our life? Can he pour out his spirit upon us? So tomorrow's problems will take care of tomorrow. Just worry about thanking God for snapping on the radio, listening to this teaching, and letting Jesus pour out his Holy Spirit upon you right here and right now.
I am who I am is what he said to Moses. Not I was who I was. Not who I will be who I will be. I am who I am. Remember when Jesus said, I am. They took up stones to kill him.
Because he called himself God.
Because he called himself God. Oh, yes. And if Jesus is the great I am, we need to live in the present moment. The devil will remind you of your sins. The blood of Jesus has purged you from your sins as you go to confession. The blood of the Lamb rooted out your sins. You do not need to take garbage from the devil. You do not need to have your faith put in garbage by the devil. You have been set free by the blood of the Lamb.
Return to sender. Send those thoughts right back to hell.
Amen. Amen. But you know what? He keeps on reminding us of our past. But I'm telling you, as he reminds you of your past, remind him of his future.
Oh.
Be going to hell for all eternity. Hallelujah. Remind him of his future. Do not listen to what you did in the past. It's been covered by the blood of the Lamb as you went to confession, by the blood of Jesus. You see, if that was the experience of St. Paul, what did Paul say? One thing I do, I forget what lies behind me and press on to what lies in front of me, life, more life in Christ Jesus. Because if Paul remembered what was behind him, he killed Stephen. He put Christians in jail. One thing I do, I forget what lies behind me. I know people need to have the gift of forgetting. Forgetting what was in the past by the blood of Jesus. People need that gift of forgetting, and you only get it by asking for it. I don't want to know what I did in the past. I want to know what God wants me to do now. That's what I want to know.
So, Lord, we pray for the gift of forgetting. Everything that has happened to us or we have done, every sin that was committed in our life, Lord, let us forget it so we can live here and now with you. You know, mystics and the devil, demons have said, when we go to confession and we confess our sins to the priest, those sins no longer exist. They cannot be seen by God. They cannot be seen by the devil. But those sins are in our intellect and in our mind. And we remember them. So, Lord, wash us clean. Wash us clean in the blood of Jesus.
Amen. A clean heart Prepare for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Psalm 51. Oh, yes. Do not remember the past unless the glory of God was in the past. And if it was in the past, he wants greater in the present. You know, people will say, well, I remember when we used to go to Petersham, we were young people, and we went in the whole town, come to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, that's wonderful, but that happened years ago. What's happening now in 2025? I can't be remembering only what happened years ago. I want to know what God wants to do now. Bring people to Christ and Christ to people. When? Right now. I love the past and I remember the past. But now I'm living, and people are lost and going to hell. They need people to tell them of Jesus. He is our salvation, the salvation of our lives. There is no other name under heaven by which we would be saved but the name of Jesus. I love the name of Jesus. It is the awesome, holy name that brings salvation to those who believe, to the Jew first, and also to the Greeks. Let me tell you, the Jews are called to believe in Jesus. And I know some Jewish person snapped on the radio today. Salvation is to you first. The Jew first, and then Gentiles. The only thing you need to do is say, Lord Jesus, reveal yourself to me. That's all you need to do. And you know what? He will reveal himself to you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. You see, the first believers were not Gentiles. They were Jewish people. They were Jews. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, was speaking to 3,000 Jewish people. This Jesus, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. To 3,000 Jewish people, Jesus came unto his own, his Jewish people. Salvation is to the Jew first. I'm delighted that we can be on radio because I know there is a Jewish person listening today. They would never be caught in a church. And maybe if they were caught in a church, they wouldn't hear much because not much is being said. That's why we have to pray for the ministers and priests of the churches, that they say something to bring salvation to people and growth to people in the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's right, because God is a God of expansion, and Jesus can only do one thing. He can only expand your life, expand his territory within you, expand your reach, expand his power in your life, expand your ministry. Growth, growth, growth. And the amount that Jesus owns you is the amount that we can own and possess Jesus. Because we can possess God. When we give our life to Jesus, he puts his life within us. When you give your life to Jesus, he puts his divine life in you. And he begins to reside within you. And he imbues you with his power, with his grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. Let us become full of grace, Lord. Let us become full of light. Let us become full of power. If you're feeling condemned about past sins, it's because you need to confess them. So you need to confess them. You see, in the darkness, when we try to push something down and in the darkness, that's where the bugs reside. That's where the mold resides. That's where everything bad resides. And anything we try to hide, the devil grows it and grows it and grows it. But the Bible says everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that is illuminated becomes light itself. Every sin, every bad thing you've ever done, when you confess it, it becomes light itself. That God converts your poop into fertilizer, and there's ways to do it. The greatest way is at a priest in the confessional, because you get the sacramental grace, you get the power Jesus gave the church. But if you're not Catholic, find someone and confess to them that you can trust. You're not going to get the full effect, but you're bringing it to the light, and God is going to honor that, because there is nothing that is hidden that won't eventually become revealed or exposed to God, to people. You got to let it go. You got to let go of the shame. You got to let go of the fear. The devil operates in fear. You know what fear is? The opposite of faith. Fear exists where faith does not exist. Because when we don't have faith that people will still love us, that God will still bless us, that Jesus will still see us, we begin to walk in fear and shame. But the perfect love of God drives out all fear. Jesus knows everything you've already done. He saw it. You got to confess it. You got to bring it to the light, because whatever you bring to the light becomes light itself. And in God is light. In him, there is no darkness. So we want to become all light. We want to become all light as Jesus was. So today, what do you need to confess? What do you need to confess? Bring it to the light so you can become free.
Bring it to the light. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He is the light of the world. You need him in your life. I need him in my life.
And this is why we bring our sins to the light. You know, when I sin, I immediately tell Jesus I'm sorry, right? And it's not just between me and Jesus. Because I tell Jesus I'm sorry and I repent right there. But I'm not truly free until I bring it to confession. And I confess my sins to another sinner. And by the power of God, the priest absolves me. By the power of Jesus. And when he does, I can feel that sin and that effect of sin come off me. And in the confessional is when I feel the light, the power, the glory of God come pouring into me. That as I confess my sins to the priest, God opens heaven over my life. Now, when I sin, I tell Jesus right then, I'm sorry, Lord, I repent. But it's not complete until I bring it to the confessional.
Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. John 20, Jesus speaking to the apostles. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. I will never retain sins when people come to me in confession.
Sometimes it's hard to confess my sins to a priest. It's my pride that doesn't want to do that, that just wants to keep it a secret, keep my sins a secret between me and Jesus. But God calls me to bring it to the light. And when I bring it to the light in that confessional, I can't explain the grace, the power, the light of God that is poured out upon me as a priest absolves me for all of my sins.
And there are people now who are listening that haven't gone to confession in 38 years. And God is speaking to you. Find some compassionate priest and pour out your soul to him and to the Lord Jesus Christ so that you will receive forgiveness and absolution.
And freedom.
Freedom, freedom, freedom. You see, once the sin is confessed, it's as gone as the east is from the west. We need to know that the Lord at the resurrection gave us the sacrament of penance. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. It does not say Just go to Jesus and your sins will be forgiven. It doesn't say that. It says whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Well, you know, when I sin, I go to Jesus immediately. But then I want to go to the apostles, to the priest, to confess my sin. People say, you go to confession? Of course I do. I am a sinner saved by grace. Of course I do. I fall into the pit of sin many times. And when I do, I've got to expose it to the light. And once it's exposed to the light, it's O-V-E-R, over and done with.
And humility is the one virtue that attracts God to us more than anything. And Jesus knew what he was doing when he instituted the sacraments and confession. Because whether we want to receive it or not, it places us in a complete place of humility. And whether we want to become humble, we need to humble ourselves to the church, to the priest, to the order of God. Religion is not a bad thing. Religion is about justice. It's about doing things as God wants us to doing. Offer God worship as he calls us to worship him. Go to confession. Praise the Mass. Not just say, this is how I want to praise Jesus, but doing it how it says in the Bible.
God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. In Season and Out of Season.